Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
I'm going to start there. I want butter chicken. Well, I'm starving because I've only ate carbs all day. And I'm not doing this out of like, oh, I train for the gym, carb up, and then work out. I had carrot cake at 8 a.m. this morning.
You had carrot cake at 8 a.m.?
And a cauliflower taco, which was a leftover one from yesterday. I need protein. I'm whittling away.
Whittling is one.
Whittling? Is that where you take wood and carve it?
Yes.
Sad.
It's sad. It's also funny that people are going to like, oh man, you see that tree? Now they make an armoire. How the fuck do you do that? You make a closet
out of
wood?
This used to be living out there in the wilderness.
I don't think that did. I think
cousins did.
100%. But yeah, trees are, we fuck trees up.
Oh yeah.
We make a book out of them.
I just wonder how trees feel about those electronic trees or like the telephone poles that are trees.
I think they're pissed.
They're like, you think that's what I look like to you?
They sort of do look like that.
Do you think you'd be hot if you didn't know yourself and you saw you at a bar?
Do I think I would think I was hot?
Yeah.
A lot of movement. I do.
You're not you, but there is, you're somebody else, but you are, but this version of yourself is at the bar waiting to get a drink.
I think I would be like, oh, he's cute. He might pipe a two.
Would pipe a two?
Like pipe one or two. Or just
is that related to the cockatoo? Good night. But do you think if you were, let's say, there's a hot girl and you're talking to that hot girl,
I got it. Would you
be like, I could outdo him?
Realistically,
yeah,
I would just be like, oh, I guess she's into that type of dude. I think certain women are like, wow, he's really cute, and there's probably other women that are like, he's so average. Like, I think if you're into like a person, how do I word this? Like into,
yeah, what how do you view yourself?
I think I'm a specific like of a person. Like,
yeah.
More like a cuter guy over like a hot dude. Like if you like,
you're
like
the cuter guy?
No, I'm the cuter guy. If you like hot dudes.
Me.
Sure. if you like dudes who are like 6'3" that know how to like change an oil when it's snowing
and
outside.
Oil?
Yeah.
Just an oil?
An oil.
Single oil.
That's how manly you are. You just change oil.
An oil, yeah.
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 But yeah, if you know how to change oil from like a Buick LeSabre and then also it's snowing outside,
yeah,
and you don't even need a coat, that's not me. If you need me to like make like pumpkin bread with you and like make you laugh, I got you.
But you're also the guy who'll be like, oops, maybe I just rubbed up on your hips.
Yeah.
Oops, it smells like cinnamon. You know what's next?
Cock.
Cocks are getting whipped out. Whipped out.
Yo, when you make a cake, you whip it and you also whip your cock out. When was the last time you just whipped it out?
To pee.
Well,
20 minutes ago.
All right. But you ever like just let it go? I'm uncomfortable when I'm naked. Is that weird?
When you're naked?
Yeah, I don't like to.
I don't like being naked after. Immediately after
immediately.
I nut in the sexual intercourse, yeah. I got to put something on.
I put pants on. I put jeans on. I put like
jeans
an extra on. Jacket.
Jeans right after coming is crazy. Unless you were like already in jeans to begin with, because you were like in a bathroom or some random place.
Yeah.
But even that feels like your dick is like, it was too hot in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Basketball shorts post nut. That boy cooling.
Oh, man. But he's like, what type of sport are we playing? God.
Yeah. It feels like a Cool Ranch Dorito down there.
I put my boxers immediately on and then I find sweatpants. Dude, sweatpants are the ultimate. I don't have a job or I just came. Those are the two things
sweatpants are. It's not too hot in there for you?
Nah, it feels great. Really? I cannot walk around with boxer briefs. I just feel, I feel too exposed. I feel like if a robber comes, I can't defend myself. Is it?
But and you work out.
Yeah, but I
dude,
still.
If I had your body, I'd be going fucking boxers all day.
Really?
Yeah.
But
the fuck you work out for?
I go no shirt for sure, but I like to have full pants on. I just feel.
What does
I,
she wear?
Nothing.
Yeah,
I'd be fucking, dude.
Well, I obviously, but after, like,
oh, after?
post love making, she's in the kitchen. She, but no, post love making, she's in the kitchen, right? Just doing whatever, making herself a glass of tea. Is she still in the nude, or is she put on like a little silk
robe? You did
robe?
Not pipe it down if she's making tea after.
No, you did, because she's trying to calm down.
No.
Some chamomile. Oh God, my organs are just so. I'm just so in love. I need to calm down.
Yeah, I need her to be making like a Pepsi.
A bolognese.
What?
Bolognese.
Oh, no, I need her to be making like a whiskey drink. That's when you know you're like, hot. Fuck.
You know what's hot? Not a normal cigarette, but like the Cruella DeVille ones with like the long plastic tip, the cigarette. She's just out there like, you do something to me, Michael.
That's not hot. That's
that
like
it is.
No, that's like an art teacher you just fucked.
Art? No, you know what I'm talking about. The long plastic, like
I know.
DeVille.
It's like an art teacher.
What if you laid her down and she starts smoking a Swisher?
I'm fine with that. Like a Black-A-Mile? That's the wife of my kids. If she takes out a Black-A-Mile out of her cooter and starts smoking it, if
there's no way you're being real right now.
Dude, real quick, if she takes a Black-A-Mile out and starts smoking it and then has her pussy smoke it too.
You know what's funny?
Crazy.
Early on in the porn days, I remember seeing a video of a girl smoking a cigar out of her vagina.
You can do it.
And I was like, that vagina must be relaxed. Blow nose.
So they got suction down there because obviously they can pop ping pong bottles.
Dude, there's this girl on TikTok and she literally queefs in her videos.
Good.
I think have we turned on here? But she'll like run into the screen and be like, oh, you guys thought I wasn't going to do it? And then just like.
It's all fake.
Yeah, it sounds like a Yamaha.
Yama. I got nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. But it's like, but the comments are just half insane. Like, you're putting the digital footprint. You're just putting the other half's like, ha, 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 ha. I wish I was in that room.
Are you into queefing? I mean, obviously,
me personally,
some dudes are really
no.
into queefing.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. I tried. I try to queef out of my little hole on my pee-pee.
Oh, God.
Never?
We just lost 3 Patreons after that.
Okay. So if you were at a bar and you saw yourself at a bar,
mm-hmm.
what would you think?
I think from the front, he's hot. That side angle is brutal.
What about the back angle?
Looks like a Pontiac Aztec.
Shit.
Back angle?
Just
back
out.
Angle, not a threat, but up front, here's where I start winning. Go, oh, man. Up front, the nose blends in. Good. Hair coiffed. Oh, and she's laughing. Now I'm nervous.
Yep.
Because if a guy's making a girl laugh, he's already levels ahead of where you would
she's
be.
She's wet.
Yeah. If she's levels ahead of where for you to get her to start laughing. Maybe. I don't
if
know.
If you don't have a personality to make a girl laugh, what are you talking about? Books? Like, I'm so confused.
I think you just laugh hot, like, ah, this shit crazy. Ah, I don't fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
But that's why in clubs I don't do well, because I'm over there trying to be like, you know what's funny about a haiku poem?
Yeah, bombing. She's like, little Uzi Vert's playing. I don't know what the hell's happening.
I do not do well in nightclubs.
I do well.
Speakeasies. That's good for me. It's low. It's ambient. Somebody's playing like an electronic violin.
It's dark.
Dark.
Love speaking. You think ugly people are always like, ah, let's just go where something's dark.
I wouldn't know. I'm attractive.
Yep.
You know what's wild is the paper bag over the head. Was that like in the movies or did they for real bag it up? Like, where are you at in a relationship where you're like, baby, I love you, but like, if I'm going to come.
I mean, that's wild that you're going to come off a paper bag more than a human face. What are you drawing in there? Like a pumpkin?
Oh,
what face are you drawing?
Like, not a good one.
God, I mean, that's it's not that can't be real.
That's what
but
I'm saying. Is that like a movie thing?
Place. But it's all over the place.
Here's the thing. It's already on Pornhub for sure.
Yeah.
Paper bag fucking. I'd be getting claustrophobic if I was in that bag.
If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.